Welcome to the Messy Walk Podcast with Pastor Adam Cook, where our goal is to have a genuine and authentic conversation about the Christian faith journey and what a messy walk with Jesus really looks like. Make sure to follow us for future episodes that will be posted regularly each Wednesday. We hope you enjoy this episode.
Hey everybody, welcome to the Messy Walk Podcast. I am your host, Steph, here with Pastor Adam.
Hey.
And we're glad you're here.
Yep, wherever you're listening at. Apple or
Spotify,
or technically you could be listening on the website, but we probably not.
Who has time for that?
Nobody.
To go to the website?
Nobody.
But if you do, that's fine.
I listen on both of them. Yeah. I listen on Spotify and Apple.
So, me too.
Yeah, I don't know.
Mostly
I don't know
Apple.
I don't know why I choose it differently, but I think it's most of the podcasts I listen to are on Apple. Yeah. So that's probably why I do it there. But every now and then I listen to it on Spotify. So.
But yeah, we're in our new series still, and this is number 2, episode 151.
And the series is?
Why Worry is Wrong.
Why Worry is Wrong. So the last episode.
Took me forever to get that title.
You were worrying about it.
Yeah, I was totally worried.
The last episode that we did kicked off this new series, Why Worry is Wrong. Some of you might be thinking, oh my gosh, worry is wrong? Yes, worry is wrong. And we're going to actually show it to you. Jesus actually shows us why worry is wrong, and we should not be doing it. As Christ followers, we should not be worrying. That's the whole point. And Jesus says this constantly, by the way, through Scripture, and he does it to the disciples repeatedly.
Yeah.
Like he'll look at them and he'll say things like, you know, you unfaithful generation, you wicked generation. Like, and he's like looking at them going, don't worry about these things. Quit worrying about these things. Quit worrying about these things. He's constantly looking at them going, I got this. I got this. I got this, right? And so what we're reading from, the entire series is coming from Matthew 6. And so last episode we read 1 through 25 and just all of it together to set a tone for this week. So if you have if you didn't listen in last week, stop, push the stop button. Because you're already listening anyway, so you got time. Go listen to 150 and then come back and listen to 151. We're going to try to do these relatively short because we already set it up. So what you're going to see in Matthew 6 is Jesus going to tell you 4 reasons why worry is wrong. Here's our first one, and we're going to try to do this fast. I don't know if I've got fast in my bones or not, Steph, but let's try. Here's reason number 1 why worry is wrong. Worry is wrong because worry is unfaithfulness because of our master. Worry is unfaithfulness, and the reason it's not being faithful is because of the master you serve, right?
That's right.
So Matthew 6:25 gives us a little bit of this. We'll read that one more time.
Okay. Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food and the body more than clothes?
All right, so when we worry, that is unfaithful because of the master we serve. We all serve everybody serves a master, right?
Yep.
If you are a Christ follower, then you have declared with your life the Holy Spirit has entered your heart, and it indicates that that God is your master, right?
Yes.
That Jesus is your master. And so when you worry, that you are being unfaithful to your master, because the master is in charge of everything you do. So a servant's only responsibility is actually to their master. And when Jesus talks through this scripture of Matthew 6, everybody listening understands this idea of master and servant, master and servant, master and servant. We lose context with that in our culture because we don't have a master-servant situation in our everyday culture. You know what I'm saying? Like, we don't use those terms, right? However, though, you still function in them. So you have a master at work and you are a servant at work.
That's
right.
You
know, whether you want to look at that way or not, right? It doesn't have to be derogatory terms when you say them this way. So a servant's only responsibility in the world is to their master. So for believers to worry, it is being disobedient to our master.
Ouch.
Because the master is supplying everything for you.
That's right.
There's complete trust. The master's taking care of things, and you are only supposed to serve that master. And so if you are worrying, right, then you are right there, right off the bat, being unfaithful to your master. Worry is the sin of distrusting the promise and providence of God. You are distrusting his promises. You are distrusting his providence, that he's in charge of all things, that he's providential. And when you worry, you are failing to believe the promises that he gives you, right? So Steph and I talked on the last episode that we worry about a couple different things. I worry about, she worries about being enough, and I worry about doing enough.
Yeah.
That was a good way to, that was a good way to say it, right? Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, like for me, it's like you don't bring enough to the table,
yeah,
type thing.
You worry about what people think of you.
Yeah.
I worry about...
maybe what you think about yourself,
yes,
right?
Yes, what I think about myself, right? I worry about, you know, am I doing the absolute best? Am I the best? Accomplishment, success. And you worry a lot about people taking you the wrong way, misunderstanding your intentions or what you're saying, right? Or what,
Absolutely.
So when we're doing that, what I'm doing is I'm distrusting the promise of God that I could never do enough and I don't have to do enough because Jesus has done enough, right?
That's right.
Yeah. I'm distrusting that promise. You're distrusting the promise of every bit of love you would ever need in this world comes from your Father in heaven anyway, right?
Yeah, and honestly, also being fearfully and wonderfully made.
Yeah, and that he promises to defend you, right, against all things, that you don't have to be the one who defends you. You know what I mean?
Exactly,
And that he promises that he is shining his light through you, right? So you're worried about what people see of you and think of you, when really he's even using what they see and think of you to be pointed back to him in this cool supernatural way, even though you are a fallible human being just like me, right?
Truth.
And you're never doing exactly right at all times, right? And so, so you distrust those promises, so do I. And that's why it's being unfaithful. That's what worrying is.
Disobedient,
right.
Yeah.
That's what worrying is. Worrying is distrusting your master. The English word for, you know what's funny is that worry is probably the most common sin. It's got to be. It's got to be.
It is.
It has to be. If not, it's got to be close. Because we find ourselves worrying about all things all the time, right? I mean, we could make a list. We're not going to do it because we're trying to do fast. But we could make a list of things that we worry about, and I bet you we could just keep going.
Oh, yeah. And then you'll think of something later if the list was done. it's not done.
We think about, we hear a noise, we think about worry. You hear a noise in the dark at night at your house, you worry, right?
Yeah.
You, your car makes a noise, you worry. Right?
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, you know, you got to interact with a certain person, you worry. Christmas time comes up, you worry, right? Mm-hmm. Your anniversary comes up and you worry about what to get that part. I mean, the simple things.
I was kind of worried about Valentine's Day, to be honest.
Right. That just happened.
It's like, it's my first one with Mary. And I'm like, oh gosh, got to make it right.
Yeah. Right? Like, I mean, just worry is such a common sin, which is crazy because it's a bigger sin than we think of. It is wrong. Because it's distrusting the promises and the providence of God, of your master. That's the whole point, right? The English word for worry comes from this old German word meaning to strangle or choke.
Oh, wow.
Which is really interesting, right? Really interesting.
Yeah.
I have a cool illustration about worry. Have you ever been somewhere, Steph, you've been driving and it, like the fog is just like crazy?
Yeah.
It's scary. Right.
Yes, it's scary when it's dark.
Dark, and you got to turn your headlights. Yeah. You turn your headlights on bright, and you can't see nothing because it lights up the fog right in front of you. So you got to run with low beam lights, and you can't see very far in front of you. We just had this happen. I think it was last week. Mm-hmm. There was this heavy, heavy fog, and Olivia is our oldest daughter, and she's 16, so she's a new driver, and she had to drive home in that fog.
We were
all on separate cars. And I had Valerie texting her, which I shouldn't have done because I don't want her to read the text while she's driving. But I was like, be careful. This fog is really bad. And when she got home, she was like, Daddy, I could not see 10 foot in front of the car. I just had to push through, right? I had to push through.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the thing about the fog. Fog can, big heavy fog can descend upon a city or town. And it can shut things down completely, like shut down whole areas of a town because a fog rolls in, right? And it begins to shut this whole area down where, because you can't see, you can't do anything. Fog will shut down harbors, ship harbors, right? Because they can't figure out how to get in, and this heavy fog will come in. What's crazy is you could have a fog come into a city or a town. Right, let's go with this.
Okay.
That's 6 blocks long, right? Which is a long way. Mm-hmm. So like where we're sitting right now, all the way down to the river.
Yeah.
Right? All the way down. Long. 6 blocks long, and it could be 100 foot tall. So 100 foot's taller than any buildings we got around here for the most part. So, right, so it's like way up high and it's way wide. And you think it's this massive, massive thing. 6 blocks worth of fog, 100 foot deep. All of the water that's causing that problem, all of the little water speckles, particles, whatever the word is, right?
Yeah.
Molecules that's in the air. If you actually put it into a glass, it's just one glass of water. One little bitty glass of water that has been dissipated into this huge thing. In other words, it's not really that much water. But it becomes this big problem, right?
Wow.
Right? Which is basically like what worry is.
Mm-hmm.
It's this small little thing that's not really that big a deal.
That's so true.
But it, you know, it's what you're worried about, right?
Yeah.
It's this one little piece of life. But it becomes this massive, huge problem that disrupts everything. When really all it is like a one single 8 ounce glass of water. 6 blocks worth of fog, 100 foot deep, can fit into 1 8 ounce cup, right? It's not that big a deal, but it gets blown into this big thing that can shut everything down, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so the real problem probably isn't that big a deal, but the worry of it can then create all this chaos. But we're faithful to a master who is way bigger than a glass of water, right?
That's right.
When I taught this one time, there was the baptismal pool was out front.
Mm-hmm.
And for us, we do a big baptismal pool, right?
Yeah.
Because I believe that biblically speaking, baptism is by immersion. Right?
Yes.
Because every single New Testament example of baptism happens by immersion. And so I'm not saying that there's anything wrong with people baptizing with a sprinkle on the head or whatever. I'm just saying that biblically speaking, all the New Testament baptisms are by immersion.
Mm-hmm.
So I like to be able to get into the water too. And I like to be able to baptize with, and I'm a tall guy. So the baptism was tall and it's wide. It's about 600 gallons.
Yeah.
Right? I taught this one time with the whole fog idea, and it was only a glass of water. And that, but we serve a master, not just our God or our Savior. We serve a master who's in charge of us, who is way bigger than that glass of water. And so that day I was like, he's more like the baptismal water than he is the glass of water. Your problem's like the glass of water.
Mm-hmm.
Worrying about it's like the fog, right? God's like the baptismal tank, right?
Yeah.
What's one little drop of water from 8 ounces into a 600-gallon baptismal tank? Nothing. That's the whole point, right? And so when we worry, we are being unfaithful to the master and then therefore being mastered by something that's actually really small. And in the fog, you know, it's like the fog. It just turns into this big thing, right?
Yeah.
We serve this God who is way, way bigger than whatever problem it is or, you know, or even the fog that would come from that. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
The worry that would come from that. He's more like the baptismal water, right? You know, and so I took that glass of water and poured it in the baptismal tank. You can't even tell it was any, you know, can't even tell you made a difference. You know what I'm saying? Because you didn't. Because what's 8 ounces to 600 gallons? Nothing. That's the whole point. We serve a master who's so much bigger than whatever it is we worry about. So if we're worrying about these things, we're actually being unfaithful to the one who's way bigger than any of that mess. Worry is actually the opposite of putting God first. And the opposite of putting God first, which always means in the root of it is you're putting you first. Right?
And that's hard to hear, you know?
Yep. Worry is the opposite of putting God first. When we worry, then all of a sudden, there is this problem that is unsolvable that we have to figure out how to solve. There's this thing that is taking precedent, right? That is occupying our minds. It's making us fear, you know. And you know, you look in the Bible and God says basically do not fear 365 times.
Yeah.
Isn't it interesting that it's 365 times?
Yeah, right? That's really cool.
You know, isn't it interesting? I mean, that this fear not, do not fear, right? Like over and over and over again for every single day because he is big and in charge. And so when we worry, we're being unfaithful to the one who is like the baptismal tank versus the little bitty issue that we're having.
Yeah.
Contentment is, and we'll wrap up. This should be short. We might hit it. Contentment is God is in control. Worry is I'm in control. How am I going to handle this? How is this going to work out? How is this going to affect me? Contentment is whatever I got, whatever I'm walking through, whatever I'm going, God's got it. He's in control of things, right? Mm-hmm. And then worry is turning to, oh, crap, what am I going to do? I'm in control. God is in control because he is the master. So when we worry, this is really unfaithfulness to our master. It'll change things if you'll look at it bigger than that. Instead of it just being, well, worry is a human condition and everybody worries, so it's not that big a deal. No, worriness is being unfaithful to the master that you serve and kind of switching allegiances and going, I don't think my master's big enough to handle this. That's what it really is.
No, and that's a good way to put it. Yeah. I think we do need to look at it that way.
Yeah, that's what it is.
That's how you overcome it. Well, you know?
I'm telling you, from personal experience, I know this because I've dissected, when we did this on the last episode, I've dissected my worry a lot.
Yeah.
My anxiety, my fear, right? You know, to battle through the anxiety that has crippled me at different times of my life, you have to break it down and go, why would I be anxious about this?
Yeah. Right?
And every time I tie it back to, no, my God, who I serve, who my only job in life is to serve, he is huge. He is big. He's got this. So why would I worry about it, right? Why would I worry about it? And when I do worry about it, what I really know is happening is I'm being unfaithful to the service that I'm supposed to have to my master, who's got all things in control. My only job is to serve him. My job is not to worry about every little thing. My job is not to be perfect. My job is not to worry about what people think of me.
Yeah.
My job is to serve God. And so anytime we worry, we're pulling away from that and we're being unfaithful. That's the whole point.
That's really good.
So number one, and we're going to wrap up, short episode, hallelujah, you're welcome, is worry is wrong because it's unfaithfulness to your master. That's all I got.
Well, it was great.
Quick.
Yeah.
Next week, 152, we will talk through that the fact the reason worry is wrong is because it's unnecessary because of who our Father is. You'll see that in Matthew 6, Scripture 2. So once again, last little tidbit, go back and start reading again. Read over it again. Read it every day. Matthew 6, at least the first 25 verses.
Yeah. And I know that for myself, I'm going to definitely be applying this to my life a little more.
Me too.
That we're going through it, I think I could definitely benefit from
That's the cool thing for you and I of doing the podcast is it forces us.
Yep.
Right? It's like it forces us to think through and apply these things personally. And hopefully it's the same discipline for people listening.
I hope so.
If you're going to take time to listen to something, let it force you to put what you're learning into practice. Right?
That's right.
I don't want to be unfaithful to my master.
I don't either.
Right? I don't want to be unfaithful. And when I worry, I know that's what I'm doing.
And I feel like I understand that even deeper. Like,
good.
Yeah.
Good.
So, yay.
Awesome.
All right. Well, everyone have a great one. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for joining us on the Messy Walk podcast with Pastor Adam Cook. Make sure to follow us for future episodes that will be posted regularly each Wednesday. Have a good day.